4 months ago, Rand Beers left his job as the counterterrorism expert for the Bush administration. He has joined Democratic Senator John Kerry's presidential campaign as a foreign policy advisor. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with Beers about his defection.
Rand Beers says he made the decision to leave the Bush White House one morning when he found his desk filled with memos detailing terrorist threats. Beers, a former Marine who saw combat in Vietnam, has served on the National Security Council under four presidents. Despite the current White House's claim to have improved homeland security, Beers believes this administration is not serious about preventing future terrorist activity. I asked Mr. Beers if he told administration officials about his concerns.
I certainly communicated to my superiors that I was thinking about leaving and that I was distressed about the way things were going. I did not make a big thing of that. With respect to communicating specifics, I worked on a lot of issues. I made my inputs as appropriate. They were dealt with as the administration saw fit. I persisted where I felt I could, and I backed off where it seemed hopeless.
When we think about homeland security, what specifically concerns you?
We have looked at the chemical industries around the country and have a very serious concern. There are a number of these plants in locations around the country where an explosion would create a catastrophic result which could approximate the World Trade Center. These are areas where we need the federal government to give to the chemical industry the guidelines that are necessary in order to protect those plants, because for the plants to simply do it on their own is going to create a disadvantage to those who do and an advantage to those who don't, because it will cost money. So it ought to be evened out across the industry.
What about our nuclear energy facilities? Are they secure?
That's a similar kind of concern. There's been recent testimony on the Hill regarding the ineffectiveness of the current security measures with respect to those facilities. They need to be beefed up. People are trying to do these things. There are dedicated people out on the front line who are working on these issues. They need to be backed up by an administration that's willing to commit money, management, and guidelines.
And you don't feel that the Bush administration is doing that?
Certainly not to the extent that it should if it's a national priority.
And you're a Democrat?
I am a Democrat.
And have been a Democrat even as you've worked for Ronald Reagan, the first George Bush, Bill Clinton, and now George W. Bush.
I'm a Democrat and I'm a civil servant, or at least I was.
Okay.
A public servant.
When you think about the Democratic criticism of the Bush administration in terms of frontline responders not being sufficiently funded, do you believe that that criticism has any basis?
I have heard Senator Warren Rudman, a Republican, criticize the administration. I have listened to first responders themselves. I don't think you can dismiss this as a political move by the Democratic Party. This is a very serious issue. When you read in the newspaper about firemen being laid off in New York, about precincts in Portland, Oregon, some of which have to close for the night because there's not enough money to keep them all open, something's wrong out there, and the administration isn't providing the money, and they're expecting that the state and local governments will carry the burden despite the fiscal crunch that state and local governments are in, which is actually far worse than the deficits that this administration is running in Washington.
So it's not a political argument by any measure in your mind?
Not at all. It's a safety argument.
Why did you make the decision to leave the Bush administration and go to Kerry?
Because I don't fancy myself as someone who would go out and simply be a critic. I want to be part of a solution.
Now, John Kerry is a fellow Vietnam veteran. Does that play into it?
John Kerry's Vietnam experience is a very important decision for me in joining his campaign. He has experienced combat. He has experienced what it means to be shot at. I think that's an absolutely critical trait, if you can have it, in a president who has to make decisions about war and peace. That, combined with John Kerry's record, makes him a superior candidate.
Rand Beers is foreign policy issues coordinator for the Kerry campaign. He says the administration should focus on fighting al-Qaeda and other terrorist threats instead of conflict in Iraq. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.